Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a very snowy Tuesday morning. Tuesday, December the 2nd, 2025, 13 minutes past the hour, and I did make it to the studio this morning, although that was a harrowing experience in and of itself that I will talk about in hour number two. We have a guest coming up here in hour number one, one of our holiday traditions. I do believe, I don't know with the snow and everything that's happened in the last 24 hours, if our guest will still be able to join us, but don't forget, there's a lot of stuff going on. There were meetings last night. We've got all the snow on the ground. I believe it's still a level one snow emergency here in Marion, so stick with us here. We're going to certainly have open phone lines in hour number two this morning to talk about the snow and everything that went on during last night's meetings. But we do have one of these traditions that we like to do each and every year here at WGH Talk. So we're going to take a little break here and hopefully come back with our guest right after this short but important break. Get some hot chocolate. Come back with us momentarily.
We're having fun every day on Now with Scott Spears. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there, how are you? Scott Spears, Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunnally, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Friday.
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticides, a wrong drug by mistake. If you breathe a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, we're back. We are back here on this Tuesday morning, December the 2nd, 2025, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. And I tell you, we are still waiting on our guest. I'm going to check and see if our guest is going to be able to make it this morning. But in the meantime, it is the holiday season, so I'm going to do something else that we do here at the holiday time, and that is play the fruitcake song. I don't think we've done it yet this year, but with the fruitcake toss upon us, here is the fruitcake song on WGH Talk.
Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
You know, it's a tremendous thing. I was thinking there during that, I just wrote a little lyric about fruitcake. I did.
Really?
Right there, right off the top of my head.
Well, let me hear.
Okay, he goes, holiday food is great. You won't want to be late. Some like fruitcake, but once you get it in your mouth, you realize you've made a mistake.
You can tell it's Christmas by the eggnog and the tree. And you can tell it's Christmas by the chilly winter breeze. You can tell it's Christmas by the things that make you sneeze. And you can tell it's Christmas by the fruitcake in your teeth.
See, that's the same question we've talked about, oranges and apples and fruit for Christmas.
Not fruitcake.
We've got to get past that, you know?
She had it right. She said it tastes like anise.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yeah.
See, everybody, oh, it's not just me.
Anise is my favorite ingredient.
Isn't that a candy?
It can be a licorice, an ingredient in licorice. And you can buy it. There's an anise-flavored plant that you find in the produce.
And you can wash your hair with it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Tastes like soap.
would it come out green? That's what I...
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. There's music in the air. Again, folks are smiling. Laughter everywhere. In places, snow's piling. There's fires cracking too. And parties now to handle. I even think I saw a fruitcake on my mantle. Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Ho-hum, what great fun, like eating sodas made with super glue.
Yes. Now the first one is this horrible thing.
Oh, Harry!
This horrible, horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those.
Oh my goodness, it's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah, that's...
Harley Evers likes these things.
That's the best, the Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them too.
Yeah, right.
Well, you guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but... It's
they're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here. But I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog.
Eggnog.
Yes.
So we have got a Christmas celebration going on here today.
Am I ready or what?
He's ready. Paul's ready. He's got the knife to cut the fruitcake. So we're going to have some Christmas cheer, even though, as Charlie and I have already discussed, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Now, do you like eggnog?
Eggnog I can do.
Machine for a day, there isn't so much anger. And if you look to find, might find a little manger. It really is a blessing for all those who partake. But tell me, who's the wise guy that got me this fruitcake? Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. what great fun. Like eating sawdust made the super glue. Like eating sawdust made the super glue.
Everybody loves a fruitcake. I'm just going to start wrapping those up.
You might as well, sure.
I think I'm going to build a bomb shelter out of those.
You could.
I'd be safe.
You have a quantity of fruitcake?
If somebody gave them to me, I would have a quantity because I would not eat them.
I see.
I think the same one gets passed around every year. I don't think there's more than one fruitcake in the world.
I know. When I was younger, us younger people used to say, hey, look there goes a fruitcake.
That's a different meaning.
Oh, that was a different. Oh, okay.
It wasn't at Christmas time, was it? Well, the fruitcake song here on WGH Talk. Well, now doesn't it feel like the holidays? You know, I don't know. The weather here in the Midwest today is a little rough, so it might have detoured our first guest. So we're just going to go into the program, and we'll see if we can reschedule or maybe hear from our first guest. But in any event, if you didn't know it, it snowed last night. I don't know how you could not know this. And let me tell you about my harrowing experience this morning getting here to the studio. Now, I looked out the window this morning and I thought, well, I don't think there's been a whole lot of plowing done. And I don't think there has been a whole lot of shoveling done in my neighborhood. And I really don't have time to go out and shovel at 6:30 in the morning. Although I guess I could have gotten up a little bit earlier. But that wasn't a problem. I was able to drive down the driveway and get out of my neighborhood. And I got over to Meyer parking lot. And I realized, because I was thinking about this as I was getting ready this morning, am I going to be able to get out of the driveway? What's going to happen? You know, am I going to get stuck? What's it going to be like? And I get over to Meyer parking lot, and I realize I have made it through the worst part now. I've gotten out of my neighborhood. I've gotten off the side streets. I'm in the parking lot. I'm about to hit the main thoroughfare of Route 95. And I realize I forgot my glasses. Now, this is going to be a problem if I don't have my glasses all day, so I have to go back to my house and get my glasses, which I was able to do without too much problem this morning. And then I got out on the main thoroughfare of Route 95, and I will tell you, it is slick, it is slushy, it is not great. Down the boulevard, the same thing, and Delaware Avenue, the same thing. The clearest place that I drove on this morning was actually the driveway, the parking lot here at the studio. That was clean, clear as a bell this morning. No icy spots there. So how's the snow in your neighborhood? Level 1 snow emergency, I believe, was the last update I got. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll open up the phone lines. How are things going in your neck of the woods? And then we'll get on to last night's city council meeting momentarily here. But boy, oh boy, it is a mess this morning out there. But I did make it here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Cold is really not our main problem this morning. It's the snow.
It is if you live in an igloo.
Well, I don't know many people in Marion who live in the igloo.
Does the city of Marion have enough money to buy salt to plow the streets?
Well, you know, I attended this meeting last night, and I'm going to tell you, I think the people in the room were totally confused. I was totally confused. I don't know what happened last night, to be honest with you. It was a very confusing meeting. Let me give a little update to people who might not have been there.
I saw you on the, Facebook.
Oh, good, good. I made an appearance on the Facebook. Okay.
You were there.
I was there, and confused to the nth degree. Because here's what we learned last night. The mayor got up and gave his state of the city, as far as I was concerned, as far as the budget goes. And he said that the original budget that he presented 2 weeks ago was over $19 million. And through all the wrangling that he had done in the last 2 weeks, that he had gotten it down to 14 million and some change, which is below the 15 and some change projected revenue for next year. Now, And we thought, okay, that's good. That's what you want to have happen. That's what you need. So he trimmed $5 million off the budget, nearly $5 million. So people are thinking, well, where did this come from? And I'll tell you something else. The room last night was filled with firefighters. There were probably 20 firefighters there on one side of the room.
On that one side of the room.
One side of the room.
The box.
So I kept thinking, why are these guys here? I know the director of transit was there last night. I know the director from the senior center was there last night. There were a couple other directors there last night. Now, nobody asked a question. Nobody from the fire station. There were even some police officers who came in at one point. Now, I'm not there. I'm not sure if they were there for security or if they were there because they were from the police department. But they came in at one point and stood in the back of the room. So nobody's asking any questions. So we get down, we've learned that the budget was trimmed $5 million. And people are saying, well, how did that happen? Well, the reasons we were given that the budget was trimmed, the reasons that Mayor Collins gave how we got down that far was, let's see what he said. He said that the economic development position was not going to be funded. He said that transfers out of the general fund to transit, police, fire, and the aquatic center have been reduced. Funding for downtown Marion has been cut. The tall grass department funding has been cut. The city's Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission subscription has been canceled. And cuts have been made to things like travel and training. So that and the 10% cuts to each department. That doesn't really seem like $5 million. And then we learned that Ayers said he was looking at the budget. Now, the council people did not get the budget until right before the meeting. So nobody had a chance to really look at this thing. But just skimming it, the administration did not take a 10% cut. City council did not take a 10% cut. There's a question if the municipal court took a 10% cut or not. Nobody really knows. And there were apparently some other lines in there that did not take 10% cuts either. So that became a question because the mayor had promised the week before that, yes, every department had to cut 10%. And then last night he said, well, you know, some departments can't cut 10%. So that happened. And then I'm looking at this.
Now, some departments can't cut 10% because there's only one person.
One employee. Yeah.
Why can't they cut 10% is the question.
Well, that became a thing. And then the other question was, okay, transfers out have been reduced. Now, the police department and the fire department and transit, last I knew, were departments in the city. So they had to take a 10% budget cut, is my understanding. So what are transfers out, and how much have they been cut? And can the Aquatic Center run on a 10%? I don't even understand these transfers out. Of course, I have not seen the budget, and nobody had seen it last night until right before the meeting. And then the most confusing thing of all is the mayor said, we did all this without laying off an employee. And then he said, but there are people who have retired, and there are some job vacancies that will not be filled. And I don't know how this has been done, to be honest with you. And I don't think Ayers and Aaron Rollins knew how it was done either, because they voted against sending the budget on to council. I think they're confused. I really don't understand it.
Well, you know, the mayor doesn't know how to present things because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And the taxpayers ought to have a recall election. And if we had somebody that was qualified, instead of just running a campaign, vote for me, I'm the best, hey, I'm the one to do it. And he so boldly stated a year or so ago that he knew more about city government than anybody in city council at that meeting.
Well, here are the two questions I have. Okay, number one, what are these transfers out different than the 10% budget cuts? Because he mentioned them separately, and I wonder why he did that. And the other thing I'm curious about, okay, because I said there is no winning in this for one reason. I said this last week. I said there's no winning because if you can cut the budget by $5 million and still operate without laying off an employee, how inflated were these budgets where you didn't have to cut an employee, but you could still cut $5 million from the city budget? And the other side is you're going to have to cut employees, which that's not pleasant. So apparently we went with option A, where we don't cut any employees, but yet we can still cut $5 million from the budget. Well, why was the budget that big to begin with?
No, if the question, not that big. Why was the budget inflated that much?
Well, right, that's the question. I don't know.
Yeah. Inflated. And it's essentially a wish list is what a budget is.
Yeah, but if
not knowing what your financial standing is to put forth such a budget. And you know, they don't even know if those projected revenues are actually going to happen, because we've lost how many years since the auditor's office has all been screwed up. We still don't know where we stand financially.
Well, you know what? Apparently, there's some question about even the fight. You know what? Let's take some other calls and see what we learn here this morning. Feel free to jump back in at any point.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open because I'm getting some information here this morning that maybe $5 million was not cut. And if the story I'm about to hear is a true story, which I have no reason to believe it's not, I don't even know what to say about this. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, apparently.
Snowy morning.
Yeah, you apparently have a very interesting tidbit of information here.
Yes, I do, but I'm not terribly happy because my son's mandatory state testing got canceled, 25 minutes before we were supposed to be there. But that's a neither here nor there. I stuck around and asked some questions and got some answers last night, and that original $19 million budget, there were some math errors in there, and that was really only supposed to be around a $17-ish million budget. So we trimmed about $2-ish million off of the proposed budget,
okay.
Not five.
Because
I was sitting there last night, too. How did we cut $5 million and not lay off one person?
So you're saying that the original...
That doesn't make sense to me.
So, now, wait a second. So you're saying the original budget that was presented 2 weeks ago had math errors...
$19 million.
Had math errors of $2 million?
That's what I was told last night. Which is concerning.
Well, do you want to say who told you that?
It was a group conversation. How's that? Yeah, I'll say it. He doesn't give a shit. Jason Schreiber told me that last night.
Well, why? Okay, did he not notice this when the first budget came out?
I don't know if he didn't realize it until it was compared to the second one, or if he knew it and he just didn't get up and say anything last night. And he was gonna. Well, you see how Collins yelled at him early on in the meeting.
Well, that was one of Mayor Collins. And I know he listens, but I'm telling you, that was one of his darkest moments.
It was so tacky.
And well, explain what happened for people who don't understand.
Okay, so everybody keeps saying tall grass, and the thing is, people are getting confused and thinking that's the park. We're talking about the tall weed and grass program, where the city comes out and mows your neighbor. Well, the empty house or the neighbor that won't mow their yard, the city will put the letter on their door and then forcefully mow their yard if they don't comply. That is the tall grass program that they are talking about eliminating, not funding to the park.
Right. It's not the tall grass trail.
Right. Yeah. So many people are like, well, what's it matter if we cut funding to the park? I'm like, that's not the tall grass we're talking about.
This is keeping the grass cut.
Yeah, they're talking about the neighborhood grass that's up to your waist, getting it cut.
Right.
So Jason Schreiber said, okay, but this is a city ordinance that the grass has to be cut, and if we don't, if Naomi doesn't cut her grass, then the city has to come cut her grass. That is an ordinance. If I don't obey the law, the grass law, then the city is required to come mow my grass. And Shaver said, if there's no money for a requirement, so the city is required to do this, if we're not funding it, then how are you going to enforce this policy? Because he said, I'm trying to help future council. He's like, I'll tell you, the number one and two calls you're going to get will be potholes and high grass. It's just going to depend on the season, basically. And Colin stood up and said, I'll take those calls and I'll make those decisions, and kind of sort of almost told Shaver to mind his own business.
Well, I thought, honestly, that part of it, I thought, well, that's not the most polite thing in the world, but it's not the worst. I thought the worst moment was when Jason said, I'm glad I won't be on, this paraphrase, I don't have the quote in front of me, but I'm glad I won't be on council next year to get the calls, and the mayor said something like, luckily you won't
I'll
be on council.
I'll take those calls.
Well, didn't he say something like, luckily you won't be on council next year? I mean, that was the...
Yeah, something to that effect. Well, good thing you won't be here next year to have to take those calls.
Yeah, I mean, I thought a mayor of a city saying that to a sitting council person, that...
did you hear the responses from behind you?
There were
gasps and...
Well, yeah, but it wasn't even the people who normally... I mean, there were some people who liked the mayor who couldn't believe that he reacted that way. Because I was sitting in the midst of a group that is pretty... supportive mm-hmm. of the mayor, that could not believe he lashed out like that.
Yeah.
And well, that was an ugly, and Mayor Collins, if you're listening, that was an ugly moment. I don't think he would be proud of that. I think he lost his temper, and I think it was, that
the
was
man shouted and gesticulated inches away from my face, and he still continues to behave in such an arrogant manner. So let's maybe give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt that it's pressure from the budget. But so, yes, apparently there was a $2 million math error, so they didn't do some creative math and cut 20, because they would have had to have cut 25% of that budget. If they trimmed $5 million off of an almost $20 million budget, that would have been 25% cuts, not 10.
Right, which, again, is what we've been talking about.
So if we get down to the $17 million budget, yes, they did cut 10% off of it, but no, they did not cut 10% evenly across the board.
Okay,
I was told actually that Thad Smith is going over to talk to the county commissioners this morning to ask them to help fund the senior center, because they're looking at a six-figure cut.
Well, and again, I told you, I think Thad is of a different mind right now than a lot of those people.
Well, obviously that's an issue that's important to him, because he's mentioned it more than once, and good for him for being proactive and trying to see if he can help minimize those cuts to the senior center.
You know, that's
and
very good. That's very, very good of him. That's very, very, very good. And
the county doesn't pay anything and towards that, and it is at both a city and county service, so there isn't a reason that the county shouldn't be picking up some money to that. And good on Thad for going over, and those are our tax dollars over here on this side of the street, so kudos to him.
Yeah, and if he can get it done, which maybe he can. I mean, the county's got a little bit of extra money over there, so maybe they'll do it for this year. But let me get back to this point that we just learned about here, because this is an important point for a reason. Okay, number one, the budget director, who's getting paid, what, $80,000 a year?
$80 million. It doesn't matter. $80,000.
Apparently numbers aren't all that important to her, so it really doesn't matter.
Zero here, comma there, what's the matter?
So I could be budget director. But here's the thing. She didn't realize that she was $2 million off before that budget was going to be presented to council 2 weeks ago, and she's the budget director?
When I was looking at that budget, I was like, there are huge increases for some of these departments. I didn't have the list that lists each department by line, so I didn't know exactly what departments were receiving increases. So, like, there was somebody has a $9 million budget, and they were looking at a $900,000 increase. And I thought, well, why are we giving them an almost $1 million increase when we don't have any money? And that was in the original proposed budget. So I thought, why are they coming at us with a $20 million budget and then talking about they have to decrease it when the budget from 2025 was only like $17 million? So you increase the budget by $2 million, but you're telling us you have to cut it? What? This doesn't make sense. So, yeah, they got it below. So really the budget should have been around $17 million that they proposed.
This raises two questions. Okay, number one.
Why are we paying somebody $80,000 a month to do that?
And she used to work in the auditor's office, right?
To a month.
She used to work in the auditor's office, right?
Allegedly, yes.
Well, okay, well, there you go. If people let that go by without saying anything, that's a big problem. This woman's title is budget director. She was $2 million off in her numbers.
Like I said, we were giving somebody a $900,000 increase at the first budget I looked at. One department. Again, I don't know what department it was because I didn't have the department numbers, and it just listed them. It just listed like fund 200, 201, that sort of thing, and I don't know what fund is associated with each number, so I couldn't tell you that was the police department or that was whatever. I could just see numbers.
Well, this.
But I saw what the budget was for this year, and I saw what the projected budget was for next year, and people were getting increases by $1 million. I'm like, why are we doing this and then saying we have to cut?
Okay, well, now this brings up another important point then, because obviously, at some point in the last 2 weeks, she had to have realized that the budget was off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That was a real easy cut when you just go in and fix your errors and you come up with $200 or $200.
Right, but here's the problem with that. If that had been realized in the last 2 weeks, which I'm going to guess that was probably realized very soon after the first budget was presented 2 weeks ago.
Could it have been realized before the first budget was presented?
Well, it should have been. It should have been.
Why is this $2 million more than last year?
But here's a bigger problem coming up. Okay, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say it wasn't realized 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
let's say it happened after they presented the budget the first time. Okay, then here's the problem. When the mayor stood up last night, why did he say the first budget was over $19 million?
Because it was.
But it wasn't.
Well.
He never mentioned addition errors.
No, because it looks good when you just...
Right. Did he get up last night and lie about this?
Oh, he doesn't lie. Come on.
No, I'm just saying, that right there is an outright lie, if this is true. Now, again, I don't know if this is factually true, but...
Jason Schauber's never lied to me in the past.
No, and I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying I have not seen the budget.
Right, we don't have any...
No.
We don't have the...
I don't have anything in front of me. But
right,
I'm saying...
No one has said the error makers have not said, I've made an error. How's that?
No, but when he stood up last night, he presented it as if the original budget was over $19 million, and they made cuts to get it down to $14 million. If he knew that $2 million of that was just a clerical error, that's where you start. That's how you start the conversation.
I was astounded, again, because that would have been almost 25% of the proposed budget. Let's just say 20. That would have been double the cuts they were talking about making, but not laying anybody off. And so the conversation then turned to, well, how fat are we running if we can afford to cut this much money and no one loses their job? Which I'm glad no one's losing their job.
That's good. But but you have a whole different perspective if you're coming in with a start of $17 million and not $19
million. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's already 10% of your budget.
That's very... I hope that's not true, because if that's true, listen, I'll even say people can make mistakes. I don't know that the budget director should be making a mistake of that severity, but let's say they...
In the scheme of things, just to slightly defend her, there are, I think they said 3,000 lines to the budget. Now, when you start putting in, let's say 5% here or 7% there over that many lines on a budget, too much, then it would be very easy to come to $2 million. Now, I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying for someone that is not incredibly experienced.
And that's fine. But she can write it off any way she wants. But
again, someone else that was around for the budget, say the mayor, the finance chair, they should have said, why is this budget so much more than last year's? Well, this doesn't make sense, and we need to figure this out before we present this to anyone. Because well, wouldn't you say that it shouldn't be a $2 million increase? It should be about the same.
You know, but I guess my point is, at some point, they realized it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I'm talking about last night. Last night, part of the mayor's state of the financial city of Marion was, out of his mouth, he said, the original budget was over $19 million, and we've got it down to $14 million. If this is true, he knew that wasn't true.
$17,600.
Right. So he knew that wasn't true.
Well, it was. They originally presented a budget that was over $19 million.
Right, but it was never. Okay.
I mean, that part's accurate.
Okay.
The fact that they figured it out in the middle of then and now, yeah. I mean, he just didn't disclose it.
So, what?
Omission, that, I believe, is what that's called.
I don't think that's an omission. I mean.
Wow. Deliberate omission?
Well.
You
know what?
You should have seen my buddy, Alan Wilson from downtown Marion, scurrying around last night.
Well, did he not know going in that his department had been cut?
I don't believe he did.
He didn't know. Well, he sat right behind me. I didn't hear any gasp or anything.
He seemed to be working the crowd pretty hard last night, as in the finance-type people.
Listen, all I know is if the mayor knew that going in last night, and it is true that the budget was off from the beginning by $2 million, and he did not say, because he made a point to say, he wouldn't have even...
How did they cut $5 million without laying anybody off?
Right, which again is my big question this morning, and I'm hoping there's some kind of answer to this, and it's not that the budget director was off $2 million to begin with, and that the mayor stood up less than 24 hours ago and presented it like the original budget was $19 million because it wasn't.
Well, what about municipal court only taking, a $76 million, or $70 million, $75,000 cut?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. There's some math going on there. Apparently some kind of grants and...
No, what it was at the beginning of the year, their budget had been reduced by $133,000. So they needed to make a $200,000 cut. So they're counting their $133,000 at the beginning of the year, and they're only going to take a $67,000 cut at the end of the year and then add it together.
$2 million is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so looking.
No economic developer.
No, but
we eliminated downtown Marion. That's about $150,000. High grass is $67,000. Travel and training, I don't know. I'd have to look that up because that varies by department. I'm assuming there's going to be no pool because they said they're going to cut the.
I didn't understand that part either. I thought if every department took a 10% cut, what are these outs they're talking about?
Well, that's what I would like to know. Like, are you going to reduce pool hours? Are you reducing transit hours? Because they said everybody's getting a cut. Or
they, they said police, fire, transit, and the aquatic center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is that different than the budget?
I don't know if that means reduced services. I don't know if that's a cut to their overtime. I don't know if that's a cut to their... You're not going to be able to buy a new car this year. I don't know if the pool's only going to be open on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They've not told us. They're talking about that Morpsey thing. That's only $15,000. So some of the stuff that they came up with is just, even if they did, it wouldn't total $5 million.
Well, why were all the firefighters there last night?
I have two things. First, if the $19 million budget was wrong, they were pushing extraordinarily hard to get a $2 million budget off wrong, pushed through that night. And the firefighters were there because I'm sure they had, I'm telling you, I know 100% the police were talked to. So I'm going to guess the fire department was talked to.
Yeah, but why were they there? Because there are going to be no layoffs, is my understanding.
We found that out last night.
Yeah, but
they showed up, didn't they? There were 25 of them there.
Doesn't anybody in their department talk to them?
Well, I'm sure, because their lieutenants and stuff were there.
Well, right. I mean, didn't Chief Deem go down after last Wednesday and say, hey, this is where we're making the cuts?
Didn't he say, that they had a meeting, like, right before they walked in there or something? Or they finished one up this afternoon?
Well, yeah, but but if there's no cuts, why did they bring them? I don't know. I don't know what the cuts are. I have no idea.
Must be that their overtime is the only thing I can think of.
Well, but they didn't say anything.
Well, they didn't tell us anything either, because if they were going to pass the budget, I was going to be like, yo, hold up, could you please tell us at least what's in there? Because I was going to say, is this a pass it before you read it kind of thing? Because you guys just got it 15 minutes ago, so how are you going to pass it?
Which they didn't.
No, but Twyla wanted to, and she was not, she needed to work on her emotional intelligence, and she is just not good at her facial expressions. I mean, you could tell she was very displeased, and then she was hollering last night about how she has to write a check for city taxes, and she doesn't understand why people that work outside the city of Marion should get all their money back when she doesn't. I was thinking, well, you just don't have enough money withheld from your paycheck if you're cutting a check. I mean, that's how that works. And other people didn't want to give up their raises because they need the money, and I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Well, I also did not hear this proposed resolution for city council to give back their raises.
Right. City council is cutting exactly $6,000 out of their $249,000 budget. So they're taking a whopping $6,000 cut, and they'll be spending $243,000 next year. And what the hell does city council spend all that money on?
I don't know.
Doesn't that seem like a lot of money? I mean, you've got 9 members at $12,000 apiece, and then the clerk, I don't know. I guess they have to send out postings and mailings and...
Well, they were talking about solutions to increase revenue, and I think...
How does the government collect money, Spears?
Well, right, but I mean, didn't they...
Taxes and fees.
Right, but wasn't that outright said last night by Twyla? When she was put on the spot about how do you increase revenue? Didn't she mention both taxes and sanitation?
She said sewer bills, for sure.
Yeah.
There's only 2 ways the government collects money. That's taxes and fees. So if you're going to collect more money, it's going to be through taxes and fees.
But apparently, first of the year, I guess if the grass is growing, it's just going to grow. And we really don't know about, downtown Marion's cut off, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Hey, they can get privately funded. They're a private organization. Let them get privately funded.
No economic developer. That's not going to happen. And at this point, I don't know. I don't understand how much the Aquatic Center cut is, and I don't understand how much the transit cut is, and I don't understand where those cuts are being made. Somebody does.
I asked for a copy of the budget. I emailed Pollock and asked him if he had received a copy of it yet. And if when he got it, he would forward me a copy, and he emailed me back and said he hasn't seen it yet, but thanks for reminding him, and as soon as he gets one, he'll forward one to me. So we'll see line by line where those cuts are actually coming from.
Well, it's all very confusing. That's all I know.
It is, and they didn't help the situation last night by just saying there's going to be cuts, but not to personnel. Okay.
Yeah,
could you explain that to the people that don't work for the city? What kind of cuts are we going to see?
Well, all I know...
I'm glad the people aren't losing their jobs right now.
Yeah, but if he got the...
did say right now.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the bigger issue here, whether people... you can get the budget down to $14 million, and that's fine, and that's great. But if there was an error in the beginning that caused all this panic for 2 weeks, and nobody over the course of that 2-week period... and still hasn't said the budget's off, the original budget was just off clerically by $2 million. That's a lot of money if that's true.
And you know what? If it wasn't, then show us where you made $5 million worth of cuts without laying anybody off.
Well.
If it wasn't off by $5 million, if it wasn't off by the two, then they should be able to prove that, right? They should be able to show, no, we made $5 million worth of cuts instead of finding a $2 million error.
You know, I don't know. It's just very unfortunate that this is how information has to happen, that people cannot just say what's going on.
Remember, the budget director is the one that's supposed to keep the auditor in check.
Well, yeah, but the budget director, I would think, is preparing the budget. And if she prepared the budget and had a...
He had $2 million error, that's what I mean. She's supposed to be the solution to the problem.
You know, if that's not a no-confidence vote, I don't know what is.
You know what? I think I'm going to ask him. Let's see those $5 million worth of cuts that you've seen, that you made line by line.
Well, hopefully something shows up. I don't know. Thanks.
We'll see. Take care, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I have no idea. And again, I don't know if that's fact or not. I don't have a copy of the budget in front of me. I can't say that that's fact. But, I mean, was there an offage of $2 million, just a clerical error by the budget director? I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was very odd that somehow we got down to the $14 million range with only 10% budget cuts. I don't understand what the cuts are to the Aquatic Center. I don't know. It's all very, very, very confusing here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm just curious. Were you ever able to figure out... if, because the vote was 1-2 last night, is that just, does it go on the full council anyway, just with a negative recommendation, or does it stay in committee until it can get a favorable vote? Did you ever figure that out?
Well, my understanding is this morning, unless somebody tells me different, is that it will stay in committee because the vote was to send it on to council, and it did not have those. It wasn't a vote. I don't think to send it on favorably or unfavorably. It was a vote to send it on to council.
Okay, that answers my question then. Because I know in the, you know, I've been in council meetings where they will vote on recommending something either favorably or unfavorably. But I know they can also just not send it. So that was what I was curious about.
The whole thing is just confusing. I'm hoping we'll get somebody who has seen the budget on in the next hour. Stay tuned and call back in because I'm going to try to figure out something this next hour to see where we are, and maybe you'll have some comments on that.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, stay tuned. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to take a break and see if we can get somebody on to straighten some of this out and find out what is fact and what is fiction and where we're going from here. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner reading 'Twas the